I promise if you'll listen quickly, I'll speak quickly, and I'll get you on your way. Tonight I call the sermon Swaddling Clothes. Take your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, I want you to find verse number 1. Luke chapter 2, verse number 1. Once you find it, please stand with me out of reverence to the Word of God. I'll read out loud and you can follow along silently, and we're going to read the first 12 verses here. As we know it, this is the Christmas story. Listen, 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 kids, listen, good. All right. Luke chapter 2, verse number 1, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into the Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Father, bless us now. Help this simple truth to help us. Might we understand and learn something tonight that's new and fresh, oh, but that's pure and holy. Bless us now with thy presence, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat, if you will. We're familiar with the story of the coming Christ child. We know his coming was predicted throughout God's Word. We, throughout this day, we've read it, we have sang it, we've taught it, we've preached it, we've preached this coming of Jesus Christ. We believe that a special star led the wise men to where Jesus would be found. We know that there was no room in the local inn for Mary to give birth. We're aware of the fact that God's Son was born and he had to be laid in a manger. We have joined with the angels today and sang praises concerning the virgin birth. The scripture teaches us that when he was born, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Tonight, I wish to preach real briefly on the truth about those swaddling clothes. Two verses, Luke 2:7 it says, "And she brought for her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes." In Luke 2:12 it says, "Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes." Now, so you understand about the swaddling clothes, and I've enjoyed myself thoroughly. I did a study on this subject. I'd heard people say different things about swaddling clothes, but I studied history, I studied the Bible, I studied Bible custom about this thing called the swaddling clothes. Here we see Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Shepherds was also wrapped newborn, unblemished male lambs in swaddling clothes, and that to keep them pure, that they might be used in Old Testament sacrifices. Now, as we know, Jesus, when born, was born in a manger, no room in the inn. They took the swaddling clothes, they wrapped him, and it's become a very important part of what we call the Christmas story. Now stay with me. I think you'll find at least one thing that's new to you in what I teach tonight, and I want us to understand maybe the story of the birth of Christ a little better. Let me start out by talking to you about the history of swaddling clothes. Swaddling cloth was made of a linen. It was white, and it pictured, or the whiteness pictured or promoted cleanliness. And I have, this would be swaddling clothes. This is a piece of linen, and this one here is about 13 and a half foot long. This is what swaddling clothes would have been. This is what it looked like. It's made of that very, very material. Now today, a swaddling blanket, they make them more so out of cotton. They still use them in the hospitals. I'll say that in a moment. But this is a piece of swaddling cloth, and this is what it would have looked like. Now, let me go on. It was approximately, most of the time, they were about 6 inches wide. And so that's about how wide that swaddling cloth would have been. They vary in length. Swaddling clothes in the Bible would have been somewhere maybe between 10 and 15 or 10 and 20 foot long total. Now, swaddling clothes were not rags. Some people think that swaddling clothes were just a bunch of rags that they wadded up and put in that manger, but that's not the case. Now, there is a belief, and it's true. It wasn't true of everybody back then, but the swaddling clothes were also used as burial clothes. What would happen is an adult, when they would travel, for instance, Mary and Joseph traveled a long distance to get to Bethlehem. And when they would travel long distance, they would take what they called their swaddling clothes. It was their burial clothes. They would take it with them. And you say, why? Well, if they were in an accident and they lost their life, they would then be embalmed, then they would be mummified, they would be wrapped, and then they would be put in a tomb that way. You see, here we would have a hearse where we could take someone 50 miles and in a car very quickly and take them home. Back then, if you died and you were out of town, you were buried wherever you died because they didn't have transportation. So they would carry these burial clothes with them, this swaddling cloth. They would take it with them in case they passed away on their journey. And then they would have, it's almost like in modern day vernacular, it'd be like us carrying our casket around with us in case we needed it. That sounds a little morbid, but that's exactly what they did. And back then, when they would embalm somebody, they used certain herbs and spices and things on the body, and they actually, how many of you have ever seen a mummy? You know, at Halloween time and everything, you've seen ancient mummies. That's what they would do. They would wrap you, and this is what they would wrap them in. It was a white linen to wrap the body. They would you've seen pictures maybe in Bible books of some sort. And you would see a man. He would have a belt on himself, and he would wrap it around his garment. And I'm sure you've all seen it. They would wrap it around, and then they would tuck it in. And that belt, you thought it was just a fashion statement. It does look pretty good on it, doesn't it? I think they took a little more time to do it a little nicer. But that belt, you thought it was a fashion statement, but in all actuality, that was their swaddling clothes because it was an easy way to carry it. They would just wrap it around themselves, and they would carry it. Now, in that day, when a baby was born, they might wrap that baby in swaddling clothes because it was white. It was clean. They also did this. When a baby was born, they washed that baby in salt. They called it salting the baby. So now you understand, today we have a lot of modern conveniences and we have a lot of wonderful things that we can do. Back then when they were traveling, they had salt, they had water. The baby would be born. They would wash the baby in salt water. They called it salting the baby. And then they would swaddle the baby, which means they would take the swaddling clothes and wrap it. Now, that salt water pictured the cleansing and the preserving of that child's purity. When we salt something, its purpose is to preserve it. And, you know, if you ever get a sore inside your mouth, if you'll take a little salt water and rinse it out with salt water, that salt will help to cleanse that sore. Often people would put salt on a wound because it would kind of help to purify that wound. So the salting pictured the purification of the baby. Now, they swaddled the arms and the legs. And when I say they swaddled them, I'm going to show you what I mean. Alvin, come on up here. You're going to be my baby for a second. You get to be baby Jesus. Did we ever think, Alvin? Are your descendants Filipino? No. What are they?
Chinese.
All right. Well, this proves that Jesus may have been Chinese because Alvin's proof. Now, when they would swaddle, this is what they would do. Alvin's a little big. Put your arms down and keep them down, dingbat. They would really wrap it up. Matter of fact, they would wrap it tight. Now, they would cover the entire baby. I'm getting dizzy, Alvin. I don't know how to eat. They would cover that entire baby, and they would wrap him tight. Now, I'm going to explain why. Now, you picture a little baby. They would wrap, and actually, they would start up here. They would wrap all the way down, and the only thing that would be sticking out in the face, which would really be a poor situation in this situation. But so now, why would they do that? I'm going to tell you why. They wrapped the baby tight, so his arms and legs were tight and straight. First of all, they believed the baby just came out of the womb, and they wanted the arms and the legs and the bones to just be kept straight for a few hours. It's just their belief in helping the bones and everything they didn't want the baby to walk with a cripple or anything, so they thought wrapping the baby that way would help. But it also pictured the desire of the parent for the child to stay straight in life, to walk the straight path. Alvin, you have done a wonderful job. Let's see if we can get you unwrapped. There you go. Like a top. All right. Thank you, Alvin. Give him a hand. That's the best thing he's done all day. Now, in the Bible, they swaddled twice. They would swaddle someone at birth, and they may swaddle them again at death. That tight wrap did this also. They would wrap that baby up nice and tight in that, and the only thing that would show would be the face. And one of the reasons for that is because the baby had just come out of the mother's stomach. And for 9 months, that baby had felt the warmth and the security, and obviously there was a comfortable, he was surrounded, if you will. And so now the baby, the baby's born, its arms and legs could dangle, and the parent believed that by wrapping that baby in that tight blanket, it would help the baby to feel secure. It would make the baby feel, now the baby was not back in mama's belly, but at the same time, the baby would feel like it was surrounded by something that was going to keep it warm and comfort it. Now, to this day, in modern day hospitals, they still use swaddle blankets. They still use them. A baby's born. Now, again, today, they're more so made out of cotton. And today, if you have a baby boy, they'll give him a swaddle blanket that's white with a little blue stripe on it. And if you have a baby girl, they'll give you one that's white with a little pink stripe on it. And if you have a halfway in between, which they don't make, they'll give you a blue and a pink. That's what they're trying to convince us is possible. But you're either a boy or a girl, and you came out the way God wanted you to. But that's the history of this swaddling. That's what it's all about. Now, let me show you some things about that history. The salting pictured the cleanliness or the cleaning of Jesus Christ, and what I mean is the purity of Christ and him staying pure. In Ezekiel 16:4, you'll see a reference to the swaddling and the salting. But when a baby was born, they would salt them, and this pictured a purity, it pictured a cleanliness. And so, Jesus was the sinless Son of God. As I said this morning, He was the perfect Lamb of God. He was without blemish. He was flawless before God. Jesus is always right, He always has been right, and He always will be right. And so salted at birth was supposed to be a picture of a cleanliness, a cleaning. So they'd take that salt and wash the baby down just so that baby stayed or looked and smelled pure. Then, the swaddling process. I mentioned this earlier. Remember, his legs were wrapped tight, the arms were wrapped tight, only the face would show. That was to picture that the baby that was swaddled, arms and legs being straight, it pictured them going into life and walking the straight path. And by the way, Jesus walked the straight path. He talked the straight talk. He thought the straight thoughts. And we're talking, when I say straight down the line. He was what the Bible told him to be. He lived the way God wanted him to live. He was God come in the flesh, but he was the God-man. And so he was salted, which pictured his purity and his cleanliness. He was swaddled, which pictured the straight life. He was on the straight and narrow. And he followed the scriptures all the days of his life. So we see the salting and how that affected the child. We see that wrapping with the swaddling cloth, it pictured the straightness of life. Now, I said this earlier, I want to repeat it. God wanted his son wrapped tightly in that swaddling clothes because Jesus came as a child. He had been, you know, remember how I compared it to a baby had been in a mother's body and it was warm and the baby felt secure. Now, Jesus had come from a perfect heaven, born into this sin-cursed world, and I think God wanted his son swaddled because he wanted Jesus, baby Jesus, to have that security of knowing he was going to be fine. He had left the splendors of heaven to come to this sin-cursed world. He had left a place where he was secure. He had left a place where nothing could happen to him. He had left a place where God would take good care of him and keep him in close and tight. Now, he's born into a world where eventually they'll spit on him, they'll pluck his beard, they're going to mock him, they're going to abuse him, but as a baby, God wanted him swaddled so he would be reminded of how much God loved him and the security that Jesus had in God the Father. He had left the perfect heaven to come to this imperfect earth. So, we see the salting picturing the purity and the cleanliness of Christ. We see the swaddling, which kept the arms and legs straight, which pictured the straight path that Jesus would travel. We also see the bundling up and the wrapping tight as a picture of security. Now, I also want you to remember this. When shepherds would have new lambs, maybe a sheep would give birth, and the shepherds were constantly watching the sheep because if a male lamb were born, and if that male lamb looked perfect, as much as they knew that it would be perfect, when it walked, it didn't hobble, it maybe didn't have any cuts or tears, and its wool was just right. I'll tell you what, the shepherd was always watching because they knew that they would give sacrifices of a male unblemished lamb. And if they were out in the field and a lamb were born and it were a male and it was seemingly a perfect lamb, the shepherd would often take his swaddling clothes, wrap that little lamb up to keep it from hurting itself, from tearing itself, because he knew he needed an unblemished male lamb to give as a sacrifice. So it was a protection. And we'll all have to remember that John said in John 1:29, the first time he saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." So again, the swaddling was done with babies, but the swaddling was that little lamb that was born in the field was virtually treated like a newborn infant child in regard to the shepherd taking his swaddling clothes off. He'd actually take it off and wrap that little lamb up to keep it safe, to keep it from being marred. Because Jesus was in the New Testament what the lamb was to the Old Testament. And as I said this morning, the Old Testament people, they heard that the Lamb of God was coming. Now the people that were there and the wise men and the shepherds that got to go to that manger, they actually got to see the Lamb of God in that manger. Now you and I, we look back at him. And tonight we're looking back. That term swaddling, there's a little more to it than I think some people realize. Oh boy, he was salted before he was swaddled. It was purity. His arms and legs were wrapped straight, picturing that he would walk a straight line in life. He was wrapped tightly to picture God the Father giving him the security that his son deserved after leaving a beautiful heaven to come to this sin-cursed world. It was also a picture of the shepherd taking that newborn male lamb, wrapping it for safety's sake, so that lamb would be unblemished when it was sacrifice time. And then, finally, and many of you may have heard this through the years, the swaddling clothes are burial clothes. And so remembering that Mary and Joseph, they had traveled a long distance, if something were to happen to them, and they were to die while they were away from home. They had their swaddling clothes so that they could be buried properly. In other words, they would then be embalmed, they would be mummified, and they would use those clothes for them. Well, when they thought, I think they thought if Mary would go into labor, that they would be able to get a place in the inn. That's what they thought. Well, if they were in the inn, there would be certain conveniences made available. They would be indoors, and there would be someone there to help them. But the inn was full, as we all know. She was ready to give birth, and there was no room for them in the inn, so they end up out in the barn, if you will, and then they end up using that manger for Jesus to be born, and the only thing that they then had to wrap baby Jesus in was the swaddling cloth. So Joseph probably had it wrapped around himself, and I'm sure Mary said, oh boy, we've gotten the baby's born, and they were able to get some salt, and Mary, I'm sure, wanted to know, what in the world are we going to wrap my new baby in? And Joseph said, we'll swaddle the baby. We're going to swaddle him. And so they wrapped him up. And of course, it's a picture of the fact that he was not only born of a virgin, but the moment he came into this world, he came in ready to die. He was ready to die for me, and he was ready to die for you. You see, the swaddling clothes are very, very, it's a very interesting. I'm not going to take any more time. I promised you I'd be short. But I spent hours once I got to studying the swaddling part of it, and I'd heard different people say different things about it. But it's amazing what one little word in the Bible, how it can unfold, and what an awesome story it tells. I'd never heard of the salting of a baby. But I do know, the minute a baby's born, they wash it down, they clean it up. They used to do it with salt water back then. Had something to do with an Old Testament covenant called the covenant of salt. And it also had to do with just the purifying and the cleansing. And then the fact that they wrapped the baby tight to keep his arms and legs straight. I didn't realize there were two things that they were doing. I didn't realize that they did that so that for the first few hours when the baby was out of the mother's womb, those arms and legs were straight. They somehow had it in their mind that would help the baby's arms and legs to grow straight. They didn't want the baby's arms and legs to curve up or to have curvature of the spine. And they thought they were caring for that, but it also showed their desire for that child to walk straight. The bundling for the sake of security. I could see, I would think, well, we wrap up the baby to keep the baby warm. We want to keep the baby warm. But it wasn't just to keep the baby warm. It was to give that baby security because the baby left the mother's womb and now that baby is in life and able to move about. I also love the fact that the shepherds took a newborn lamb that was a male. And they'd swaddle it just like they would a brand new baby, all for the purpose of protecting that little lamb for a sacrifice someday. You know, I'm glad Jesus was born. I'm glad that we have the whole story. And I'm glad to understand swaddling just a little better. Helps me to know what was actually taking place. You know, I think it's a unique thing that hospitals today still use the swaddle blanket. Our culture owes an awful lot to this book. Anything good about the United States of America is where America got its practices from that black book. That's where the goodness came from. They'd like to take credit for a lot of it, but it comes from the Word of God. Again, let's not forget about Jesus and what this season is really all about. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. We'll have a brief moment of invitation and then we'll be on our way. Oh, maybe tonight you have a burden, you have a heartache, maybe you have a need. Maybe you need to come and pray. You know, I think there's some of you, you'll face some challenges with, you know, distant family and things that you'll come across over the holidays. Maybe you need to come and have a word of prayer that you handle yourself just right. But we're going to have an altar call. Maybe I'll just come down here and thank the Lord for what you've seen here today. Had 7 people saved. The music was fantastic. We've heard the gospel preached. Boy, we had a full house this morning. We had a full house tonight. If you need the altar, you'll be welcome to come. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? If you do, why don't you come? Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for what Jesus has done for us, what He does for us. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to understand He was swaddled. Thank God for the salting that took place. It pictured the purity, the cleanliness. Thank God the arms and legs were straight because it pictured the straightness of Jesus Christ and the way He lived and the way we ought to live. Thank God that God wanted that security and Him wrapped tightly in that swaddle blanket, showing how much God loved His Son. Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful picture. I love the comparison to the little lamb born in the field, swaddled by the shepherd's swaddling. It's an amazing thing what God does and what He teaches us, what He gives us. The Bible says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. In verse 12 it says, and ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse number 4, you'll see the story of an Old Testament birth where the child was, the salting is mentioned, and then the swaddling takes place. Hey, let's make sure Jesus feels comfortable around us. Let's make sure He feels secure around us. Hey, let's do what He did. Let's live the pure life. Let's live the straight life according to the Word of God. Let's make sure that we keep our eyes on the real purpose of Christmas and the real Jesus of Christmas. This is the last time through the song we'll pray and we'll be on our way. And thank you, Rachel. Again,